So welcome everyone to our ordination today. And at Pathways of Light, whenever we get together, the first thing we do is always join with Holy Spirit. So if you want to close your eyes, I'm going to just say a little prayer. Holy Spirit, we come with joy in our hearts as we join together today to witness and celebrate the ordination of four beautiful souls. We ask that you fill this ceremony with love, light, and peace. May you shine in the hearts of everyone attending today. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for always being with us. May we always remember to go within and call on you and know that we can rest in God. So again, welcome everyone. Thank you for being here. I am Reverend Deborah Joy Bredekin. And with us today, we have the founders of Pathways of Light, Reverend Mary Stolting and Reverend Robert Stolting, along with ministers from our office staff and the ministers who participated in facilitating the courses for today's four ministerial candidates. I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor, and they're alphabetically by first name. So today we have Jackie Campbell, Michael Crystal, Sandy Christie, and Travis Rivera. And to our ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your application and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet shines brightly for all to see. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is a recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and acknowledge you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. And right now, Reverend Teresa Tomlinson and Reverend Kathy Silva will read a quote from A Course in Miracles Manual for Teachers on page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding.
His pupils have been waiting for him, for his coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
And now Reverend Lorendi Rue will share from the text, page 28 from A Course in Miracles.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others. If in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way: I am here to be only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
And then we have one more quote from Chapter 6 in A Course in Miracles, The Lessons in Love. And reading this quote will be Reverend Diane Bernay, Reverend Mike Atkins, and Reverend Nancy Sullivan.
You cannot teach what you have not learned. And what you teach, you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. This is why you must teach only one lesson. It is one. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from the Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love, and learn that love is yours.
The candidates will now speak their commitment together aloud before the witnesses present. And it'll sound a little funny because we're on the phone, but I find it very beautiful to hear everybody's voices as they share their commitment. So, candidates, can you please take yourselves off of mute? I'll give you a moment. Okay, and together, please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light minister,
as a Pathways of Light minister.
I gladly choose to follow Holy Spirit's lead. I am willing to go within. Listen and be guided by Spirit.
Listen and be guided by Spirit.
It is a blessing. To be part of the awakening. By being a light in this world. And to help others to go within. And access their own inner wisdom. Thank you. Now please put your phones back on mute. Close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to add to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a few minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may like to use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal Spirit within you. I will be silent for a minute. You may choose to keep your eyes closed and listen to the next quotes that are coming up. And it will be Reverend Diane Bernay and Reverend Nancy Sullivan.
Once you accept Islam as the only function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. It will go before you, making straight your path
and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way. Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
Now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. And we'll begin with Jackie. Jackie, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off of mute and share.
Thank you, Deborah. One sentence came to me, and its outer now matches the inner. Excuse me, I'm a little nervous. For as long as I can remember, I felt a strong sense of something bigger, higher, deeper than me, but that is also somehow part of me, and all of us actually. The phrase "in me, but not of me" best describes this feeling. And it has been my source of comfort, hope, joy, and peace throughout my life. Like many others, this life has been full of stories and experiences and much change. And this deep sense of what I would call God, of being somehow held and cared for, has and does see me through many adventures. This faith has been the most important part of my life. I know this connection and devotion to God is my true source of joy and peace. So thus my true purpose became apparent for me, and that was to be in communion, so to speak, to tune into the God FM station. No matter what's happening, even when life appears to be challenging, when I'm in that tuned in space, there is a sense that all is well, even though it may look to be very unwell at the time. And just, I used to spend pretty much all my spare time devouring books and stories of people who had lived by faith, who lived by God's will and devoted their lives to God. Stories of redemption, forgiveness, and the transcendence of situations that seemed impossible to the human mind. I call them stories of grace. And these real life stories so inspired me, as did the wisdom of the great mystics and saints and masters. And I had such a strong sense of this is how I want to live. This is what I want to devote my life to. And during that time, life carried on. I did all the usual things. I worked. I had a partner, good social life, friends, home. And all the time, I had a sort of secret inner life, a secret boss who I turned to for support and guidance and just to hang out with, really. And so this was definitely my source. And I also desperately wanted, like a lot of people, to just fit in and be like all my friends and peers, to get the good career, you know, work my way up the property ladder, achieve a good position in life, nice clothes, etc., and all the other externals that seem to be so important to me in the world. And for a number of years, this seemed to work quite well, my sort of secret inner life with God and my external life. I was surrendering to God, but was also keeping a couple of aces in my back pocket, as somebody once described it, so that I could keep some aspects under Jackie's control. When this did stop working for me, when my way hadn't worked, I fell into a pretty deep, dark night of the soul. And during that time, I truly surrendered everything, this whole life. And my prayer was, "Thy way, not my way." And that turned out to be a huge turning point. And life changed beyond all recognition, really. Everything went and was replaced over time. And since then, I pretty much simply followed, not always knowing much in advance of where I might be or what I might be doing and who I would be with. And it has been absolutely perfect for my healing. I still feel so blown away and deeply humbled by the perfection of the curriculum. And that has led me to being here today with all of you. And so being a minister means my commitment to God and to healing and being of service is now transparent. And like I said at the beginning, the outside and inside are now aligned. And my prayer is to be truly helpful to others. And just while I've got the mic, I'd just like to close and just thank everybody who's been such an important part of this training for me and in my life in general, who've supported and encouraged me. My mum, Sonia, who's here, my dad and stepmom, John and Annie, my dear friend, Sue, and all my friends and family who aren't here and on the other side as well, the ones that have passed over. And Nancy, my facilitator, I can't believe it's been 3 years practically. And yeah, it was such a blessing to be with you. Really was, and I know that we'll keep in touch. And all the facilitators on the course, Teresa, Diane, Lorendi, Tanya, and yourself, Deborah, again, it's just been a real privilege to work with you all. And to Travis, Michael, and Sandy, yeah, thank you for walking alongside me. And to Robert and Mary for bringing this wonderful Inspire training into the world, I'm so grateful. And last but not least, I'd just like to thank Jesus and the Holy Spirit and all the Ascended Masters and thank God for his beautiful gift of this pure, unconditional love. And I'm complete.
Thank you, Jackie. That was beautiful. And now, Michael, please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being ordained ministerial counselor. Please remember to take yourself off of mute.
Yeah, good afternoon. So the ordination is significant for me on so many levels, but it really is been a journey for me of kind of returning to the simplicity or the truth of my existence. And that all kind of transpired just from an accumulation of a lot of doing and activities and kind of what I used to call the hamster wheel of laundry lists, because I was a doer and I didn't sit, didn't watch television. I did. And that all felt really, really good. But the quiet voice knows the way. And the answers are in the silent stillness of the present. I think when you get to a point, much like Jackie shared, where you figure out or you're asking yourself that there has to be a better way, you look for answers because of that dark place or space. And I just wanted to understand what maybe more of the meaning of my existence was, is, should be, all the things. And I went to some traditional, you know, outlets to seek comfort, guidance, safety, answers, if you will, and didn't really find what I was looking for. And it pretty much led me to a corner where the only option I felt I had was to literally get rid of everything and kind of start out on a journey to seek those answers. And so not knowing what I was doing, I entered this year of waking up each day and asking God where to go, who to speak with, and what to do. And I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I just felt compelled to follow this kind of compelling guidance in some way, shape, or form that I didn't really have any other option to do except for that. And it really helped me reaffirm my faith in humanity. It helped me reaffirm my faith in myself, and it really helped me reaffirm my faith. And because of that dark time and reaching out to those who are here on the call today, was offered some answers. And one of those was from Lorendi Ruth and was in the form of some Pathways of Light coursework. And that might be a way for me to, you know, figure some things out. So I now have the language that has helped me to understand more of the larger order of things and how that helps me and how I'm hoping to help others as an ordained ministerial counselor, which was not my intention at all to be here to receive an ordination of being a ministerial counselor. It was simply the byproduct of my search and quest for deeper understanding or meaning of what this is all about. What's this life all about? And I think that is ultimately what's led me to being able to be in a place of peace that just feels better for me, for everyone around me. And I think that's what I'm ultimately hoping to do. I think that by being in a place of peace, I'm able to receive those who show up in front of me just like they did throughout my year's journey and now my 2 years of my 2 year journey, that everyone who has shown up is for a reason. There are no mistakes and there's a lesson to be learned and the teacher and student are one. But I wouldn't have known all of that if I didn't have to go through the stepping stones of that journey. So for those on the call who aren't familiar with Pathways of Light or Course in Miracles, I know I certainly wasn't, and I was trying to make heads or tails of what will this provide and what will it show me and what will I ultimately be able to take away and how might I be able to help others find their place of peace. I really could not say it better than this: receiving miracles from Holy Spirit card that was placed in Course 901. And I just want to read it now because I think for my friends and family and for those friends and family who are also on the call who aren't as familiar with what the four of us have been up to, I think this maybe summarizes it just really, really well. So it says, "I was mistaken, and now I know the way to open my mind to receive miracles day by day. With every concern or problem, I have learned to ask, 'Holy Spirit, how do you see this?' I quiet my mind and open to your healing perception. As I practice receiving miracles from Holy Spirit, the fog of guilt and separation clears. I see past the illusion of separate bodies to the oneness that is always there. As my perception is corrected by the Holy Spirit, I see innocence where I once saw guilt. I see oneness where I once saw separation. As I continue to receive miracles, I become Holy Spirit's instrument in extending the miracles I receive. The door is now open to the Horn of Plenty. Miracles abound as the treasures of true perception are accepted and shared with all. This really, I think, succinctly summarizes what the coursework that Robert and Mary have put together based on A Course in Miracles has been able to give me as a platform or as a way, a language to provide to others who are also on their journey of seeking answers, of seeking a deeper meaning or of what does all this mean, and ultimately be able to serve as that light, like everyone who is on this call, and in particular those who are here to specifically support me, helped me to see during my really dark time. I just want to thank Lorendi Ruth for introducing me to this coursework and by guiding me through the majority of these 22 courses over the last 2 years. To my niece and my sister for seeing me in that dark space and during that dark time, and just recognizing that I needed some of their light to be able to still be here today. For my mom, for, you know, loving me and introducing me or bringing me into this world. And to my friends who are just, again, supportive beacons of light in their own way. It's part of why they showed up today, not knowing who was going to show up. It was really great. I'm so glad that you and thankful that you're here. To the facilitators, Deborah, Diane, Lorenda, Lorendi, Tanya, and Teresa, it's been awesome. And then, of course, to Jackie, Sandy, and Travis. I'm excited to continue the journey with you and be each other's teacher as much as we are each other's students. With that, I am complete.
Thank you, Michael. That was beautiful. That was awesome. Okay, Sandy Christie, will you please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please remember to take yourself off of mute.
Thank you, Deborah. This ordination means to me it's a commitment to living my life from a higher level of consciousness. It is committing to remembering, and that's remembering who I really am as the Holy Son of God, and who everyone else is as the Holy Son of God. We all collectively make up the one Christ, and that one Christ is one with God. And that is what I need to remember when I go out there into the world. When we see other people with vision, we remind them who they are. We don't have to say anything to them. We just love them. We love them unconditionally because we know who they are. We know that they are one with us, that we are all one with God, and that this temporary reality that we're living is just that. It's temporary. It's an experience. And This ordination is my commitment to living my highest ideal when I go out into the world and when I'm here connecting with the Holy Spirit. It's been a great journey. I want to thank all of the facilitators, Teresa, Diane, Deborah, Tanya, Lorendi, and the awesome Kathy Silva for carrying me through most of this. And of course, Robert and Mary, and what a great group that we've had here with Jackie, Michael, and Travis. It's been a really great group. Couldn't ask for a better group, really. And I just thank you all, and I thank Holy Spirit for leading me here, even though I didn't think I really needed it. I really did, and I'm really happy that I made the commitment to do this and go all the way, go through it, and become a minister of Pathways and Light, Pathways of Light. And I thank you, and I'm complete.
Thank you, Sandy. And now, Travis Rivera, will you please share what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please remember to take yourself off of mute.
Thank you, Deborah. I want to start today by thanking Robert and Mary, Pathways of Light, all the ministers, my classmates, everybody here present for being the light with us as we shine together today and for this amazing opportunity. And I wrote out what was given to me as I sat this week with this question. And this is how it's showing up, and this is how I will commit to it. So today I choose to be truly helpful. To be an ordained ministerial counselor is to join with the Holy Spirit and follow his path of forgiveness. In this I accept the atonement for myself, that daily, if not hourly, I will remember to listen to his gentle yet certain voice that leads me home. It means to see everyone through the eyes of Christ, whole and at one with our Father God. That by saying yes to the voice for God, I am saying yes to my true self, which is only love. By saying yes to my true self, which is only love, I am saying yes to my brothers and sisters who are truly one with me. And in this we join in the healing and awakening of our one true self. I am to remember at all times that God's Son is guiltless, and in his innocence is his salvation. That this dream world of separation isn't real, and that by bringing all my fears and ideas of separation to the Holy Spirit for his love and correction, I am serving the one mind. As I accept the atonement for myself, my mind can only heal, and it is truly joining. It is allowing my perception to change so that I can remember perfect love in all. What I have come to know is that peace is my priority. Peace first, and in all things will be quietly resolved. That as I follow Jesus and his example of only seeing love in all things, he will surely lead me home. My function is forgiveness and happiness to help others in the way the Holy Spirit leads. And then I was guided to read in the first person from A Course in Miracles workbook, lesson 153. In time with practice, I will never cease to think of him and hear his loving voice guiding my footsteps in quiet ways, where I will walk in true defenselessness, for I will know that heaven goes with me. Nor would I keep my mind away from him a moment, even though my time is spent in offering salvation to the world. Today my theme is my defenselessness. I clothe myself in it as I prepare to meet the day. I rise up strong in Christ and let my weakness disappear and remember that his strength abides in me. I will remind myself that he remains beside me throughout the day and never leaves my weakness unsupported by his strength. I call upon his strength each time I feel the threat of my defense undermine my certainty of purpose. I will pause a moment as he tells me I am here. And I am complete.
Thank you. Thank you to all of you for your beautiful, heartfelt sharings. And my heart is full, and I'm just sending a big hug to each of you. Now, Reverend Mike Atkins, Reverend Kathy Silva, and Reverend Teresa Tomlinson will read one more quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now, in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you, and all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
You are the son he loves, and it is given you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world, to close all things of time, to end the slate of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well. And for all those who walk to God with me, amen.
Now we will begin the anointing. Everybody, please hold your applause until all the candidates have been anointed and after all the guests have shared. So thank you. We will begin with Jackie Campbell, who will be anointed by Reverend Nancy Sullivan.
Thank you, Deborah. Jackie, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Jackie, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Jackie, you have always known that you are part of the light that shines throughout the world. And your light has grown brighter and brighter. As a minister, you will be a beacon for others to help them find a way to heal. And this helps us all to find heaven on earth. My heart overflows with joy just thinking about all the time we spent together. I feel God's love flowing into you and through you, Jackie. I feel gratitude directed toward you. I feel heaven rejoicing that our Jackie has joined the ranks of God's ministers. Jackie, your students have awaited this moment. Know that you are not alone in your ministry, for we go there with you. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Jackie Campbell.
And now Michael Crystal will be anointed by Reverend Lorendi Rose.
Michael, please picture us standing facing each other. My thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Michael, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Michael, just as your steps have been ordained that have led you to this moment in time, this holy instant, as you go forward and continue your walk of faith. Whatever your appointed role may be, it has already been selected, and you will continue to receive, knowing by hearing the voice of God. And that voice for God, for which you are a channel, will continue to speak for you and through you, seeing your strengths exactly as they are. And it is through your ability to hear God's voice, which is also your voice, that you will become more and more aware of where you should go, what you should do, to whom you should speak, and what you should say. Michael, whom God has chosen, he will fully equip. And as has been the case for you already in your life, often you are asked to do things before you are ready, before you even know that you can do them. Walk forward in faith. Walk forward in courage, leaning on those who have already supported you throughout your life, your family, your mother, your father who has already transitioned, who is walking beside you day by day. Feel the gentle hand upon the small of your back, giving you encouragement and support more than you ever experienced in this life, even. And as you continue to walk forward in the many paths that you will be led, know that there is a mighty cloud of witnesses who have already transitioned and who are walking beside you still in this experience, who love you and who will continue to support you. And finally, you have been given so many gifts, so many artistic talents, and a deep love for humanity. Allow Holy Spirit, as I know you will, to continue to water and nurture those seeds and bring forth a message and a light that only you can give for those whom Holy Spirit has already called to be your mighty companions, your students, your travelers. And now, introduce to everyone present, Reverend Michael Crystal.
And now, Sandy Christie will be anointed by Reverend Kathy Silva.
Sandy, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Sandy, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for sharing for you. Sandy, it has been pure joy to work with you, to work alongside you. And the symbol that came to me is actually the snail shell that you gifted me that I have in front of me with a beautiful note. And it so represents, as you wrote in your note, the cyclical nature of life and the continuous growth of ever-evolving wisdom as we grow into God. And it also represents the twists and the turns of the spiritual journey. And you thanked me for your help, for my help, and in your spiritual journey, and told me that I was loved. And the beautiful thing about journeying with you and journeying with each other is that we're helping each other. And you have certainly helped me. And I know that you will be helping many. All that you encounter. Your extraordinary trust and willingness to be guided by the Holy Spirit will guide you to places maybe yet unknown, but will be revealed and will unfold just perfectly as it already has. Your openness and your commitment to practicing what you've learned and your willingness to take responsibility for doing the inner work of forgiveness with all of your relationships and in all life circumstances. You shared with me several times throughout our journey together about the peace pilgrim who traveled the world in peace and trusting and joining in oneness and the awareness of oneness and love with all of her brothers and sisters. What I know is that what you admire in Peace Pilgrim is within you. It is you. You are that peace. And you demonstrate a dedication to live in peace as peace, no matter what seems to be happening in the world. I am eternally grateful for our friendship and for your love and for the many moments that we have been able to be honest and challenge one another. Because in those challenging, those challenges became wisdom. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Sandy Christie.
And now Travis Rivera will be anointed by Reverend Mike Atkins.
Travis, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Travis, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Beloved child, this is indeed a glorious day and a cause for great celebration. As you step into this sacred role, know that I am always with you. There is nothing you lack, for love is forever within you, surrounding you, and guiding you. You are an extension of this love, a radiant light sent to remind others of the truth that resides in their hearts. Remember that your work is not to judge or to fix, but to bear witness to the unchanging light in every soul you encounter. In each person you see, you will find another opportunity to look past all illusions of separation, guilt, and fear, seeing only the truth of love within. Let compassion, gentleness, and peace be your touchstones, for they are the gifts of love, given freely to be shared with all. If you ever feel uncertain, turn inward and ask me for guidance. I am here to help you remember that every answer is already within you, as your heart and mind remain forever linked to the source of wisdom. Lean on me. Trust in the strength of love. And know that I will direct you in all things, making every encounter holy and every word a blessing. Go forward, dear one, knowing that you are infinitely loved, perfectly safe, and eternally supported. Together, we walk this path, revealing love's presence, until only the light remains. In peace and with all my love, I am with you. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Travis Rivera.
I now would like to invite any of the guests present to share. You would just take yourself off of mute. Please say your name before you share. And then when you're done sharing, please say complete so the next person knows that they can share. So again, please take yourself off of mute, say your name, and we'd love to hear anything you'd like to share.
Hi, this is Mark Roos. Michael, I just want to offer you a hearty congratulations. This is so exciting. I've kind of been in the wings, listening to you and Lorindy every once in a while as I kind of come in and out of her office. And the progress you've made has been absolutely astounding. And your dedication, I know that it is going to help a lot of people return to our Savior and return home. And you're an inspiration to me, and I'm grateful to be able to call you friend. So, congratulations.
And this is Reverend Lorindy to Michael and all of the candidates on this call today. You have joined an amazing family through Pathways of Light, ministers who go forward in the way that Holy Spirit speaks specifically to them and to us. And what a beautiful celebratory time we have occasionally when we can join together as a team for Pathways and welcome. You are among hundreds of ministers all over the world who have said yes to not only being a teacher of God, but to be a part of the Pathways family as Pathways continues to shine its light and provide educational courses and opportunities for healing. So it's been my wonderful honor, pleasure, and fulfillment of what Jesus said in Course in Miracles, that we will all come together at an appointed time in holy relationship to bring about the healing of the world. So congratulations to all of you, and thank you for saying yes to being a teacher of God.
This is John Campbell, Jackie's dad. And I want to say, Jackie, sweetheart, it's such a wonderful, wonderful experience to be with you tonight. Great ordination, the ordination of the Holy Spirit. You have always been a wonderful life, and I've always known that. The depth of gratitude I have for this course, which Jesus is forcing me, although I'm not have been trained by the Pathways of Light, I do have the pleasure of listening to their insights every morning. And when you decided to take the call, my heart burst with joy.
I'm sorry to interrupt. You're fading away. Can hardly hear you, and I know you're saying beautiful things. Could you come a little closer to your microphone or talk a little louder? Thank you.
Thank you. Is that better?
Still a little faded. If you could talk a little louder.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yes, that's better. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine. That should be better now. So I wanted to thank also Jackie's mom, who's on the call, for the wonderful support she gave her over the years in my absence. And also to thank Jackie's transitioned uncle, her uncle Julian, who interestingly was the guide that led her to the course after he had transitioned. A beautiful story in itself. Jackie, I can see all the help that you are able to offer people. You have really taken the plunge and done the inner work, the most important work. And I am eternally grateful for being able to join you on this journey and for the way we have healed our relationship has been one of the most amazing and wonderful experiences of my life. And I want to thank everybody who has made that possible and all the original scribes of the course. And I wish you every happiness and send you the biggest hug that you could imagine. I love you dearly. Thank you. I'm concerned.
Hello, it's Sonia here, Jackie's mum. First of all, can I say a big congratulations to the Reverend Jackie Campbell. I'm so very proud of you and everything that you've achieved in your life. And may God guide and bless you in this new chapter of your life. And may your ministry be a beacon of light and hope and love. And I love you with all my heart. I'm complete.
Hello, I'm Sue. I'm Jackie's friend. We were former colleagues and a friend for the last 14 years. I've met with Jackie many times to share our life experiences and have found that with great warmth and understanding and insight from her. And then in recent times, I've seen what in my layperson's terms I might call pursue a state of grace, a word actually she used just a moment ago. I'm witness also to her courage and determination to devote herself to this course of study over the past 3-4 years, and I'm touched that she asked me to celebrate her ordination with her. Thank you. I'm complete.
Hello, my name is Yvonne Dorr, and I am just truly overjoyed to be a part of Michael's ordination. Since we first connected at work in the early 2000s, I've been truly grateful of his friendship and have always admired his wisdom and his kindness, and I'm really excited to see him step into this path that God has guided him to, because I truly believe that he's going to share his gifts with the community. Just his ability to connect and support and guide others will undoubtedly shine brightly in his ministry. I believe this ordination really marks the beginning of an incredible journey ahead, and I have no doubt at all that he will continue to make a profound impact. And I just pray, continue to pray for him and that his path be filled with many blessings, abundant blessings, and that it is also guided by the Holy Spirit. And with that, I'm complete.
This is Deborah Joy, and I just want to welcome the four of you, Jackie, Michael, Sandy, and Travis, to our wonderful Pathways community, and it's been such a joy and a blessing to spend time with each of you. And you're just awesome, all of you. The four of you are just wonderful, and you really have been quite a cohesive group being together. You have big hearts, and I know you have big lights that you're going to be shining everywhere for everyone, and I'm just grateful and feel blessed to be joined with you. So congratulations today on becoming ordained, and I'm complete.
Hi, this is Reverend Teresa. I just want to say the same. Oh, Diane, did you punch in first there? You'd like to go ahead.
I think we did it together. Congratulations to the four of you. Welcome to the Pathway of Light family, and welcome to your new journey and your new ministry. I'm very honored to have been part of this path, and I'm done.
Yes, it's Reverend Teresa again, and I, all of that and then some. I've so enjoyed your beautiful sharing today and being with you for this last step of your journey as you become ministers. And congratulations, congratulations, and I wish you just abundant joy and blessings and peace as you go where you're led. And thank you for allowing me to be part of your journey. I love you all and wish you the very, very best. Thank you. I'm complete.
Woohoo! That's my brother! Go Gox!
This is Michael's sister. I have just been thrilled to watch you intentionally stay engaged in finding your truth. And I'm just so incredibly excited for what you've accomplished. Just so, so excited. Wish I was there to give you a hug. I am complete.
This is Mary Stolting, and I would like to congratulate Jackie, Michael, Sandy, and Travis for all the work and devotion to awakening to the truth in you and for following your inner guide. And we love you. You are our eternal friends, and we'd like to invite you to our, and you, I know you receive the Miracles News Magazine. We have a weekly Sunday service that's free. You just call, and the number is in, probably Deborah has told you about it, but it's in the Miracles News in every issue, and we just would love to join with you. If you ever want to discuss anything, we're here. And Robert, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, what I've been thinking of during this time is Mary and I often say to each other when we look at where our life has taken us since we've been together, started together 48 years ago, wow, we could never have predicted where our life would lead us. And I think I want to just share that I see that as that's the blessing that comes with following Holy Spirit's lead. So I just honor your commitment to following Holy Spirit's lead for you. I can assure you that it will be full of wonderful experiences, learning, happiness, greater and greater peace, and enjoy the ride. I'm done.
I'd like to add, you are being carried. And it's so fun to be willing to be carried and to realize that it's happening day by day. We love you. I'm done.
Would anyone else on the call like to share? Okay, well then, we at Pathways of Light are truly blessed to have these four new ministers joining our community. And I want to say again, congratulations to Reverend Jackie Campbell, Reverend Michael Crystal, Reverend Sandy Christie, and Reverend Travis Rivera. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. And I would like to ask everyone, please take yourself off of mute so we can give them a big hand. Please take yourself off of mute, and all of us together, let's clap and congratulate.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations!
Yay! Welcome! Yay! Welcome!
Congratulations, Michael.
Thank you.
Jackie, this is your mom. I just figured out how to get off mute.
That's okay. I heard you in my head. It's okay.
Did you hear all the things I was saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know I've always been very proud of you and know that you are truly a miracle. And all that you've done, and you have helped so many people. I love you, son.
I love you too, Mom.
And I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Do I go off mute now, or what do I do?
I don't know. Let's wait for Deborah. She knows.
Okay.
Well, is there anybody else who just now figured out how to get off of mute? Any last words anyone wants to share? Hey, last chance. Anyone want to share? Okay. Well, our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing and joining that we've had on this ceremony. I want to give a thank you to everyone who joined us and was a part of the ordination. This does now conclude our ceremony, and you may hang up. Blessings and joy. Thank you.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.